This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Kamala Harris has urged the nation to look ahead while highlighting her own past in accepting the Democratic presidential nomination. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Each time she stepped in a courtroom, there were five words.
Kamala Harris for the people.
She says they were her only clients. Her GOP challenger's only client is himself.
Donald Trump is an unserious man. But the consequences of putting Donald Trump back in the White House are extremely serious.
Harris says the nation has a precious and fleeting chance to move past bitterness and cynicism and unite on a new way forward. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Disagreements over Israel's future military presence in Gaza and over Palestinian prisoner releases are obstructing a ceasefire and hostage deal. Zachary Goldman from Reuters has the story.
U.S. President Joe Biden outlined a potential ceasefire deal in May, which would pause fighting in what has now been 10 months of war, facilitate the release of Israeli hostages, a withdrawal of Israeli forces, and open negotiations on extending the truce. Despite the intense pressure from Washington, no deal has yet been reached. And 10 sources familiar with the talks, including two Hamas officials and two Western diplomats, told Reuters that the impasse stems from Israeli demands it maintain a military presence in Gaza. All the sources said Hamas was especially concerned about the latest demand that Israel keep troops along what is called the Netzarim Corridor, which bisects the narrow Gaza Strip and prevents Palestinians' movement between north and south. Israel also wants to keep troops along the Philadelphia Corridor, a border strip between Gaza and Egypt.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website.